Hello everyone, this is Eric with a mini episode on animations. Animations are absolutely central to Silverlight, and I think you can get a sense of why that's so by taking a look at the iPhone. I was in a talk once where Walt Richter talked about all of the different animations on the iPhone and how they make the iPhone usable and pleasing to the eye. Just take a moment, and if you have an iPhone, take a look at the animations just while you sort through the address book or do something simple. And if you don't have one, go ahead and talk to a friend and get a hold of one and look at it just for a couple of minutes, and you'll see that there's a tremendous number of animations on the iPhone. The reason that they're there, as I just explained, is both because it can help make things easier for users to understand, but it can also be just this sort of eye candy that makes users want to use an application. So animations. Here's the thing. Animations change properties. We have all of these different objects like rectangles and buttons, etc. And we can use animations to change those properties, whether they be the width or the height, the color, or whatever. So the way this works is that you can typically either have a plain sort of animation. And if you're learning XAML for the first time, you'll see these a lot. They're not used by Blend, and they're pretty simple. You'll just see that there'll be a storyboard object, and inside of that, you'll have an animation with a from and a to. And that just says, we want to change this property from this time to this other time, and it just sort of changes it in a very simple way. The more interesting animations are these keyframe animations, where what happens is you specify how a property should change over time. So you might say that the width of a rectangle should grow very quickly for the first second, slow down for the second, and then increase in speed for the third second. And if you use Blend at all, you'll see that the code that Blend generates from the animation workshop, you're going to see that code is entirely in keyframe animations. And you'll also see that Blend fills out the sort of common properties you have for animations. You have to specify in your animation the target property, that is what property you're going to be changing, and also the name of the object that you're going to be changing. So I hope that helps. I just want to give this overview of animations. They change properties, and there are these two different kinds. There are the more sort of plain ones with the from and to fields, and then there's the keyframe ones that say how a property should change over time. I hope that helps, and thanks for listening.